Three, two.
Mama like shortening, shortening, shortening. Mama like shortening, shortening bread. Hey, everybody. Good afternoon, good night, and good morning. And happy Singles Day to everybody. And let's start off the show with the illustrious host. I'm going to make a bone, but to my left, hailing from parts of the South that we don't speak of. He's the man of mystery. He's the 007 of Negroes. Put your hands together for Sarone Russell, everybody.
Hey man, why you come in with the Jim Crow tunes?
Right, but I'll fix it for Mel. Wade in the water. Wade in the water for this next person that's hailing deep from the boot of the States. You put your hands together for the NOLA Queen. Mel, everybody.
Nigga.
What?
Nigga.
I said water because, you're surrounded by water because you're on the Gulf.
At the reference.
Okay. And, whoa, I need to say this real quick. Hey, everybody. I know we missed it, but happy Singles Day. And for those who don't know what Singles Day is, it's a Chinese holiday that single people in America started celebrating. And you might be going, what the fuck is Singles Day, Gordon? It's a day that celebrates the unmarried people because we all deserve a day.
I did not know that was a thing.
Oh, it's very much a thing.
I
If you
mean, you
play.
wouldn't have had use for it since she was 14, since you're from Georgia.
Hey. Cutting deep real early. We just started.
I'm just saying, y'all get marriage licenses with your diploma.
We kind of do. We kind of do. Because mama likes shortening bread, and she also likes grandbabies.
Nothing more forceful than a black woman that wants grandbabies. My Janet's been asking me why I ain't giving no grandkids, and it's now trickling down to all of us, and it's getting kind of weird. Because she, when I was a kid, she was like, "If you bring a baby in here, I kill you." And now she's like, "You don't like just you don't like cream pies?" I was like, "A woman."
I know good and well Miss Dana wasn't asking you about no green pie.
Absolutely
No,
not, Mama. She
Capital
didn't
on
say
that to
that.
that lady.
She didn't say that, but she keeps asking why don't I have any kids? And I was like, because you taught me well. You told me not to bring no babies in this house. And it's kind of weird that you're pulling the 360. Not 360, 180. There we go.
180. Yeah,
Yep.
but hey, that's wild as shit that you would say that your mother asking you about cream pies. That's that just imagine that conversation with you. Mama's like, you never tried leaving it in? It feels good. You should try it.
I think my daddy was just happy to realize I wasn't full gay.
Say what
So,
now?
when I had my out of wedlock baby, he was so happy I wasn't. He was like, what? Nigga was shocked.
A fella?
Whoa. You the fella? Did you hear what I said?
Really?
Did you hear what I
Pregnant.
said? I said Melon is pregnant.
You don't say. Well, I'll be.
I'll be. All
I
right. Well, I'll
mean,
be.
look, I got a lot of audibles.
Say what now?
I called a lot of audibles. He didn't know what playbook I was running.
All right. So you were the Michael Vick of daughters.
What? I was. Your girl was running the Wildcat.
Okay.
I was
No
the
pun
Miami
intended.
offense of daughters.
First piece of bad advice.
1899 with the triple option.
First piece of bad advice. Be the child that runs the Wildcat with the parents.
Because somebody's got to do it. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. If there are multiple kids in your family, if you're the only kids you fucked, and I don't know that life, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but if you have multiple kids in your family, bad advice for that. Be the worst fucking one, because here's the thing. If all of y'all are good, one of you are gonna get it just because.
What do you
They're
mean?
gonna find, parents are gonna find some shit. Parents are gonna find some shit. So don't you want to get in trouble for shit that you did instead of shit that you didn't do? I have never regretted the bad shit I did as a child. I regretted all the shit I didn't do.
You know what's the wild thing in my family? For my biological father, I am the sensible one, and for my mom, I am the reasonable one. No, the wild one, which is a dichotomy.
Duality. Duality.
So you can
That
see who.
just means your father's putting out wild product.
Oh
He's
man.
dropping off shaky loads. I don't know.
Yo, you know what I'm been thinking about doing? I'm thinking about taking an ancestry.com test and spitting that tube and send it in, but I don't want my DNA on record, but
If
I
one
want
of
to
your
see.
family members did it, your DNA is already on.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
Like if you have a sister that did it, you might as well do it.
Okay.
When I, before I did it,
Yeah.
before I did it, I called my brother. I was like, "Hey, so I'm thinking about doing this, but if I do this, they're gonna find you on something else." And he was like, "Nah, they got all my shit. You free."
Oh, well,
I just didn't want to be a provider of evidence.
me either, and that's the reason why I haven't done it. But like I've had friends that have done it, and I'm finding out a lot of my friends' fathers had tons of kids. I don't know what y'all was doing in the 70s and 80s, but apparently y'all was just leaving it in everywhere.
Everywhere.
Have you heard the Al Green record? It just it inspires people not to leave the scene.
Yeah, one of my guy brother's dad just found out he has a 40-year-old son that just found him through ancestry.com.
My brother found
Not
us at
funny.
4, he was 44.
Say what?
You know, I got a brother that found us when he was 44.
No, I missed that part.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Right after my sister died, he found us through Ancestry because my daddy put his stuff out there. Two conspiracy theorists. My brother and my daddy are both conspiracy theorists, and they both gave their DNA away. Crazy.
Didn't know that was genetic.
No, apparently it is. And like it's so funny because we're getting to really know each other. And he I'll say certain things, like I'll just be talking and he'll just get like this stare. And I'm like, what are you doing? He was like, now I get where it comes from. Because we are a lot alike. We are really a lot. We have a lot of similarities. He has his very own thing. And he's much nicer than me and my siblings.
Well, I
He's
didn't
a
use
very
this.
sweet guy. Like he's a really, really sweet, kind person, just organically. But he has so many of our characteristics.
Didn't use ancestry.com. I did the old classic move. It's called the Janet move. It's when you play hide and seek with your biological and you count to 19 and you go find a nigga.
Count the 19 years and go, all right, for free.
All right, here I come.
What's your problem?
Was not behind the couch, Mel. He was in Baltimore. I checked the couch first. It's always behind the couch.
Could you imagine moving a leather sofa and your daddy like, oh, God damn it, you got me. Nigga, I thought you was dead. I'll be back here.
How long have you been back here? And why are there webs?
You didn't clean?
This motherfucker.
Oh,
I
there's the
went to
remote.
school for 6 hours a day, nigga.
Nigga had all the remotes back here. What the fuck?
You thought it was ghost the whole time. It's this motherfucker.
I'm
Yeah,
very I'm
I get up and eat at night when y'all sleep.
And now that explains the hot pockets.
Yeah,
Yeah.
my mom did the same thing with her dad when she turned 19. She got on the moped and rode from Newark to Trenton and rolled up on Herb at his barbershop.
You know what? I bet she just stepped off of it. I bet she didn't even put the kickstand down. She just let it roll. Let it keep rolling in the middle of the street. Goddamn it, Herb. Oh, hell.
Look at your shit. I was talking today. BBB handed her daddy his ass.
Ooh. Ooh.
Can't block her number, nigga.
Yo. Yo.
I'm telling you right now. Yo. She, and it's not, it's like not anything from me. Her beef is hers. And BB, like her mama, don't take no shorts.
No.
So she stays in his ass. He was, I was trying to get in contact. He had actually been sick. And I was texting him. So finally I'm like, nigga, are you trapped under something heavy? And he was like, he said, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, BB on her way. He said, yeah, help. I was like, oh, okay, cool. BB on her way. He was like, well, you know what? It's been fun knowing you. Let me tell you something. BB ain't going.
Yeah. Yeah. If she's anything like you, I know she don't take no mess.
BB don't take no mess.
Yo, I'm scared of the ancestry debacle that's gonna happen. I don't think anybody in my family has done it. But when I do, I know my daddy put up real Chamberlain numbers in my little town.
You gonna find out you related to every light skinned nigga this side of the Rio Grande.
Hey, because he was that's not hyperbole. He was a cross country truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rome. You
it was like he got on the road and just discovered monogamy. This nigga was probably stopping off in Arizona, like, well, could use a piece of trim. And another baby's born.
Well, he might be the Genghis Khan of America.
I gotta ask a question. So, Ron, what happened at the last meeting of light-skinned niggas? Because y'all been having a terrible week.
Oh, I don't go to no meetings because I never had waves. I don't know, this is a bad advice for everybody.
Oh.
There are two subspecies in the genus of light-skinned niggas. They're light-skinned niggas who grow up fair skinned and attractive, and there are those of us who grow with beady hair who smell slightly like pee when they five.
I'm not okay, so now we're talking about partisan politics. I'm talking about the whole caucus, the entire light skinned caucus.
I don't associate with them niggas. I'm an alumni chapter.
Jadena taking his clothes off for better health. I watch them.
I just recently saw light-skinned member Terrence. What's his name?
Terrence Howard. He had he had two girls with him. One of them was Elise Neal. Where's she been?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently.
Terrence Howard. Who knew?
Terrence Howard's house.
Having a threesome with Terrence Howard.
Getting that dick, man.
You my main chick.
Terrence Howard out here slinging meat. That's crazy.
Would you come in here and get some of this meat?
Come get this meat, man.
Maybe he's not a talker.
Oh, no. Terrence Howard looked like when he get back there, he talks.
That nigga loves the sound of his voice. He absolutely talks.
He probably used SAT words, so.
This is me putting my penis on your clitoris. What? What was that, Gordon?
I don't know. He might find a clitoris. He might. He probably finds.
Turns out.
I know. At the very least, he tries.
He finds it because he's the kind of person that ain't good for shit else. He's a terrible person.
But he finds the clitoris. Sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a couple motherfuckers that outlasted. They're welcome. Because it turns out. Fuck.
when Terrence Howard eats someone out, like if you keep saying I'm coming," he picks his head up and go, "Push that shit out."
Oh, wow.
Push that shit out, man.
I can do this all night. I can do this all night, Terrence.
That is our problem. That is our problem right there. That is why we ain't got no sponsors now.
Oh my God. Shout out to all the listeners. hashtag bad advice show. Terrence Howard. Sex phrases.
Oh no.
Hit the hashtag. Bad advice show. Terrence Howard sex phrases.
Oh man. He was a menace in what was that? What movie was that?
Everything.
Yeah, he was a menace in everything.
Colonel Rhodes was his only good. Was his only good person.
That's true.
And like, how he feel about him? He got fucked on that role.
Yeah, he did.
Like, this was not a case of, this wasn't a Terrence Howard problem. This was that was something else. Like, he got, it's, and I'm not like, we got always bumped for something.
My fault. What you about to say?
No, I was going to say, but that he wanted to be paid like,
yeah,
he was old, yeah. And they didn't want to because they couldn't pay. They wouldn't pay Robert Downey Jr. that much, or they wanted to give him the biggest salary or whatever.
Yeah,
and there was no way that Robert Downey Jr. was a bigger box office draw.
No,
because we're talking about when Robert Downey Jr. still had shit on his name.
Yeah,
yeah, he was a risk. He was a huge risk,
and he paid off through the first Iron Man, but like. Terrence Howard rightfully felt like he shouldn't be penalized for that.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what you enjoy. You dig back, and even if at the root, and not to say that's the only problem that it had, but at the root, you're going to find some white bullshit every time.
Yes, you're always going to find some white bullshit, especially in Hollywood. Not to say that I don't want to be part of Hollywood. I would really like to buy a house one day. And I don't know why I'm so...
That is our only option, too.
I can't hoop.
The interest rate is 8%. I need a movie.
Oh, yeah. I definitely need a movie. Either that or keep playing these scratch-off and lotteries.
Y'all, tonight I got the most Louisiana injury ever.
What was that? Did a crawfish bite your nipple?
No, I scratched my finger with a crab leg. Oh, like, okay. I cut it.
That's second on my list.
With a crab claw.
Mia.
What?
How were you? How much were you destroying this crab that you got injured?
No, I was actually putting this one in the refrigerator. Like I had a bag, and I was like live trying to crabs? Hurry up because I didn't want to be later than I already was for the bad advice show. And in that, while putting it in the refrigerator. I cut my finger.
Oh, this was crab's revenge then.
Yeah, it was already cooked, but yeah, it was ghosts.
It was ghost crab.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rome, did you pee with her mocking us?
Like, literally mocking, doing my fucking job. Since you expect me to be dependable.
Oh, I gotta be dependable. Oh, man.
Oh, okay. We gotta talk about crab legs for a second because. Okay. I like the fact that we have agreed as a community that there's no way for you to eat them and not look like a psycho. And it's okay.
I be looking like a velociraptor.
Not gonna lie. I look like a professional porn star when I eat snow crabs.
I found out how to tell the male crabs from the female crabs today. I went through my whole life not knowing which because, like, I didn't give a fuck it was crabs. And no, I found out, like, that little thing we have to pull to crack it open. That's their secret going.
What?
Yeah, that's their like little pieces. When you're getting crabs open, not just the legs, but like the whole crab. You don't eat whole, do you eat whole crab?
Yes, I eat whole crab.
Okay, oh, like man. The thing that you pull, the first thing you pull when you're pulling it off, that's just junk.
No, I did not know that.
That's its junk. Yeah, if it's straight, it's a male. And if it's like looks like a little flower, it's a female.
We are savages. This is we cooking people and eating them genitals first.
We're using their genitals to get to the meat. That's sick. Is that going to stop me from doing
Well, that's usually
it? It
how I
will
live my
not. I
sex
have
life.
two bags full. I'll be having pasta and crab cakes.
I like looking at the genitals to get to the meat. I fucked that up. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
You
Good,
tried.
because that was gonna be filthier than it was necessary. You
Yep.
tried.
Oh man.
All right, so today was Football Sunday. Anybody got any news they like to share? I don't, because I gave up on football years ago.
It was game crazy. Crazy.
The yeah, you're a Falcons fan, so I get it. Today my Indianapolis Colts beat the New England Patriots. The only reason I'm bringing it up, it was a terrible game, but the fun part about it was Bill Belichick, the night before he took off to Germany because they played in Frankfurt, was caught on a Ring doorbell walking out of a lady's house after having sex.
No,
Yeah,
not Bill.
he was doing a slut walk before he went to the airport.
Bill Belichick.
Bill, gonna check out his son and dick.
Yeah, and probably mumbling during sex. No,
Today
it
has been too much.
was
This has been too much.
You feeling me?
No. That's deep as it goes.
Wow. Oh.
I bet he keep the hoodie on.
Sleeves. No sleeves.
A sleeveless hoodie. How dare you?
Mel, you
How
wouldn't fuck
dare
somebody in a
you?
sleeveless hoodie?
Us have a what?
Would never fuck somebody in a sleeveless hoodie?
No.
No pants. No
Because you
pants.
have to talk to them, right? I typically talk to the people I have sex with, and I'm definitely not talking to you with my pussy if your hoodie ain't got no sleeves.
Why am I picturing him with a headset on and she has a headset on and that's how he
And
talks
that's
to
how, but like he found his people, and nothing is wrong with that. But I
had a racial question.
personally, that's gonna stand out. That's gonna tell me that you make dangerous decisions, and I'm just not at that point in my life.
Oh,
I still
okay.
have a few things I want to do.
Now I'm thinking maybe that might be more effective if everyone both had headsets on. That way you don't wake up the kids, you don't disturb the neighbors, you could just pull the microphone down. Can you turn over? Gotta play sheep for sex. No, nobody? Okay. It was funny for me. All right.
Hey, no, but at the same time, for the kinky people, do they have somebody calling plays from the sideline?
Do
That's
they
something that
hold a
we
clipboard over their mouth when they're talking?
they should.
Yeah, you want them to feel signs, Harbaugh.
Yeah,
He got suspended for 3 games and still in signs. Imagine that.
look.
Imagine
Hey,
getting paid
no.
millions of dollars and then you get sent home and still get millions of dollars.
Yeah. And it don't tarnish your legacy at all because people don't care.
Especially in, what, they play in Ann Arbor? Is that in
Yeah.
Arbor, Michigan? Yeah, okay. Oh,
Which
God damn.
it did lead to one of the funniest post-game interviews we've seen
Oh, good
in a long
God.
time. I didn't even
Right.
catch the cat's name, but that dude was giving a fucking Django Unchained speech like I've never heard in my life.
Wow. Calvin.
Was emotional. He got his first head coaching win, and now this might lead to another head coaching job for him. And I know I'm defending
No, I get it.
Django and chain tears, but like it's just, it was so wild the way he boo-hooed. Like, nigga, you 40, stop.
Stop that. Stop that right now. Because he didn't get a chance to like get into it before he got emotional. He came over there already crying. He came
I'm
over there.
scared you're gonna remember me.
Yeah. So, coach, what do you have to say? We did it. These guys, those guys, the popcorn man. We did it for the coach. Yeah, nigga, hush.
Second piece of bad advice: ugly cry in public.
As a man.
Oh man, I will run away so
y'all
people
not
won't see
allowed
me
to
ugly
ugly cry in
cry.
public.
Huh?
Y'all not allowed to ugly cry in public.
It scares people. When you see a man ugly cry in public, you run because you're like, he got a gun.
This right. Nigga's on his. This nigga's at his 13th reason. Hell no, I am out of here.
It's in other people. You don't go yourself. You say from far away. Like you walk at least. If you're in a parking lot, you walk at least about 15 cars away. Hey, you good?
Shit. I ain't asking that. I'm trying to get to my car. I won't even. I'm gonna crank up the car soft. I don't want to startle his ass.
Not you pulling out of the parking lot on neutral.
This nigga pushing his car.
Daddy, what's wrong? Shh, be quiet.
He don't push the car to half of the lights.
Yeah. I'm on Connecticut Ave. That's neutral. No, we're not allowed to ugly cry in public. That is scary.
That is scary. Ugh. Not to say that you shouldn't cry, fellas, but it's just like it's the ugly cry. When you cry like you just won your first head coaching game for Michigan, it scares people. That's the only reason why we laughed at it. Because if you'd have did that and if you did that in public and we knew who that nigga was, we'd be like, oh, mm-mm.
Is that the equivalent of Howard Dean's loud noise?
Oh yeah, that's it for him.
Yeah.
That's it for him. I will never see him and not think about that moment.
Every single time. Every time.
Every time. And when he gets that head coaching job, I'm going to think about that.
You know the wild part about it? I know his wife going to make fun of him for crying on TV. I know some argument going to come up, and she's going to be like, nigga.
You didn't do that on our wedding day. Goddamn one football game.
He's about to
get out here, snot out the nose.
I gave you three big head babies and you didn't cry once.
Dirty bitch. She gonna throw that in. He's definitely gonna be a bitch a lot more than he was used to. I'm not saying it's right. I actually think it's absolutely terrible. But I'm telling you, the evidence states there is gonna be an increase in the number of times he is called a bitch. If he is surrounded by a certain type of person.
I do not want to be that nigga at his next family reunion. Because all his cousins going to lean into him. If they anything like me, there will be a picture of him crying somewhere at the function.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Put that on the poster board. Put that on the poster board like we saying goodbye to this nigga. Soon as you come in my house, that should be up there like a fifth grade book report.
God damn. Whew. A lot of shit happened. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how the NBA's in-season tournament is going. Actually, I don't even want to talk about that. I just found out LeBron is only playing so hard in the in-season tournament because he wants the money. LeBron is so fucking cheap. That nigga, he's a billionaire. But he wants $500,000.
The only thing to make a 63-year-old man get up and down the court like that is another half a million.
LeBron is balling his ass off. Them regular season games don't mean shit. I'm picturing LeBron gonna play another 20 years if they keep giving the end season. Because like the end season, for those that don't know, the end season tournament, for the winner, each player gets $2 million.
Wow.
Each player. Semifinals, I think, is, and that's the thing about it. He keeps saying half a million, which lets me know he's only playing to the semifinals.
Got my eye on this Porsche. All I need is 450.
You know, it's not really my time to start paying heavy attention to basketball.
When?
But I do know them courts are ugly.
Oh my God. They are.
They're distractingly ugly. To the point where, like, football is crap to me right now. So I'm trying to look for something else. I turned on those fuck ass courts and I was like, okay, no. Started watching Bob's Burgers. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, it looks like you're watching someone play 2K and you're like, is this real?
Yeah.
Like, if you suffer from epilepsy, this is not the time for you at all.
It looks like a prank.
Yeah.
It does. But it's the only way to let you know that it's a end season tournament game.
It's a blooper and a practical joke.
Yep.
I keep hearing the fucking Globetrotter music every time I look at them courts.
Was that Sweet Georgia Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This episode is filled with old Negro songs.
Wow.
Like, if you know Sweet Georgia Brown by heart, I know you drank out the color fountain.
I know it has words, but I don't know any of them.
No, I don't think anyone does.
I don't want to learn, because a lot of them songs from the 20s and 30s was like, Jigaboo was rhymed with plenty of word back then.
I told y'all what I did in college.
I'm funny. Like, I'm whatever with nigga. But Jigaboo, I'm like,
How much you want that one? In college,
I'm not saying I won't say it. I'm just saying that's one that I don't sprinkle so liberally.
That one and Moon Cricket, I don't like those two.
I save those for people I know that will get the joke.
No, you know when you got to fight me? Porch Monkey.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that hurt me.
Because I'm from the South. We sit on the porch. It is one of the best things to do in the South is sit on the porch. It's a community activity. It's a family activity. It is a meeting place. It is a place of relaxation. And for somebody to drive by in their truck and holler out porch monkeys, oh, it's time to fight.
They like just turn cultural, somewhat cultural norms into like slurs.
Yeah.
See, in Jersey, we had backyards and parks. So like, if you hung out with your friends, you were hanging out in the backyard. And like, y'all had a lot of land. I never understood why y'all just didn't hang out in the backyard.
Because we had porches, nigga. If you had a porch, you'd hang out on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And because the porch was usually the only thing that was shaded and screened in. So think about our mosquitoes and think about our sun.
How am I going to be nosy in my backyard?
Right.
How am I going to get in your business in my backyard?
Fair enough.
Riddle me that, nigga. Demas.
Okay. Oh, I was trying to tell y'all in college, because Simone was talking about whites only and blacks only water fountains. My janitor's from South Carolina, and she stole a black only sign off a door somewhere, and she brought it home, and we had it. And in college, I had a roommate, this Italian dude who used to curse at his mother. His name was James. I hated his ass. Kicked him out of our dorm at one point because he was weird. And he was stealing my waters before football practice every morning. So I went to the house and I took that black only sign and I put it on my waters. And
That would confuse the shit out of me if I was stealing. Because I'm pretty sure it was probably an old weather sign, too. Like, what the fuck did you get this? This sign is 60 years old.
Yeah, it confused the fuck out of him. But he never touched my waters again.
Nice. He had a high learning moment.
Yeah, man. I like being like that. I like being an asshole when people are assholes to me. Like, I look like instead of fighting fire with water, fight fire with fire. Sure, shit gonna burn, but eh.
Yeah. That is your next piece of bad advice.
Yep.
If you are justified in being an asshole, a re-asshole, or asshole to an asshole that was asshole in the first place,
yeah.
Go for it.
Go for it. They'll go full blast. Full blast on being an asshole. I'm all for that. Yeah. All right. Well, it's that time of the episode. It's our new favorite segment, everybody.
These are my confessions.
We got some Rome confessions for those that don't know. And if you guys want to, we are the Bad Advice Show. And because you guys don't give us bad advice, because we can see you. We get it. So now, if you guys have anything you want to ask us or want to get opinions or bad advice on, you can go to Sarome's page and leave a confession in Sarome's confessions. Sarome, how can I get to your confessions before you start?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so I will post the link. It's an NGL link, so it's completely anonymous. I never know who sends in what, but I get some amazing things sent to the inbox. So if you see me post a picture of a Catholic priest at a confessional, and I ask you what you've done, just come in and tell me what you've done. And we have some winners this week. I don't know if I should start with this one first, or should I go to the other one? All right, well, here, caveat, Mel, tell them what they can't do.
You cannot confess to felonies in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You cannot. If this is about a felony, we will not be reading it. And we are going to do you the courtesy that you did not do yourself.
Or your lawyer.
Or your attorney. And not acknowledge it. Because we didn't see shit. We ain't gonna see shit. We don't know shit. And well, no, nigga, neither do you. What the
fuck is wrong with you? And you know who you are. If you're listening to this, you know who
you
are.
Who the fuck you are? What's wrong with you? Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I am too juicy for jail. Don't play with me.
Oh, I'm too funny for jail.
They gonna fuck you up. You gonna tell two jokes too many and realize yep. after the fact it was five jokes too much.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, Sarome, lead away. What's the first confession you got?
All right, the first confession I got. This is from a lady woman.
Okay.
This is the relationship confession. She says, and I quote, pissed on my ex and claimed it was squirt. He never actually made me come.
She didn't have to say that second part.
The second part makes me feel like the first part was deliberate. And that's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. She was tired of it.
To the extent that you believe that squirt is pee, fine. But if you are differentiating between squirt and pee, which I do for the record, you're kind of gross. Like, come on. That is a consensual act. And you would be surprised. You would be, oh, how many niggas will damn near beg you to piss on them? So find them. Find them. And, like, don't violate consent. That's not okay. That's gross.
Yeah. Here's my advice. Ma'am, stop peeing on people.
No, don't stop peeing on people. Don't do that.
Well, stop peeing without their consent.
Yeah.
And And shame on dude for not making you come. And that is a critical part of being in a relationship. That is like I shout out to all my exes that demanded that we're not leaving the room till we both come. That's a rule.
And like, why are you staying with somebody who is like not making you happy and it's clearly not working out?
Apparently, Mel.
Because you are peeing on him, so clearly you're not okay with it. Like, I have cats, and we have a litter box. And if my cat were to pee outside a litter box, I gotta bring him to the vet. Girl, your relationship is sick. Your relationship was sick. Start leaving these niggas. Normalize leaving these niggas when you don't like them.
Agreed. Because apparently there's a lot of men out there not making people come. And when they meet someone that actually wants to make them come and can make them come, it is quite an ordeal. Because like at first they're like, oh, you actually want to do that?
I'm
like,
that's yeah. Because niggas be touching a crazy button. And that's a whole different conversation.
We'll discuss that one on the next episode. But I just thought it was funny that she added in the second part, which I'm with Mel. That first part was deliberate. Not that was payback.
Yeah. It sounded like I was where I was like, oh yeah, if you don't know, it can be a thing, but no, like I feel like you did it because, and maybe I'm misreading.
I'm wondering whose bed was it in. Because I definitely think it was his bed. She definitely peed in his
bed. Oh, she didn't pee in her own bed.
Yeah, she definitely peed in his bed.
She or the hotel bed. Like, we really need to start bringing our own sheets. I thought it was extreme, but now in this conversation right now, I'm like, maybe we're not doing enough.
Yeah, because at the Red Roof Inn, they'll pull that comforter right back up.
Not everybody lays down the towels, you know?
Imagine this dude getting rid of his mattress and bragging. Yeah, I made her come. Nigga, this is piss.
But like, the other thing I'm wondering, if it was an accident, how did he not know? Because those two things don't smell the same.
No, they definitely don't. Just to let people know, when a woman squirts, it's kind of like, the best way I could describe it for dudes that don't know, remember that first time you won a Super Bowl in Madden and all that confetti comes down? It's very similar.
The confetti don't smell.
I mean, I'm ladylike, like a babbling brook.
Babbling brook?
Mm-hmm. Like you remember that scene from Kill Bill?
Yes.
If it was to flow into a vessel, it would sound like that. Like an ambient noise.
Bell.
Very calming. Very soothing. Now, my pee, that sounds like a fire hose. That's a totally different experience.
Oh, good God.
If anyone wants to know what that sound sounds like, go to Kill Bill. Go to the ending scene where she just beat the crazy.
When she's fighting Oren Ishii.
Yes.
It's like that. It's very gentle. Late
it is. It is so good.
Oh, we're going off the rails.
Just adding texture to
it. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That Mel, you painted a full picture.
Not always confetti.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's white noise.
Yep. It's white noise. Oh man. Yeah. And I don't understand how dudes don't know the difference. Cause like when women come, they say the most wild shit to you.
They're very different.
Yeah. They grab you by your shirt if you still got it on, or they pull you by the back of your head and say, I hated my daddy. Like, what the fuck?
Nigga. I never did get my pony.
What? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the whole time? Yeah. All right. Do we got any more confessions?
Hell no. Not if this is what y'all gonna ask. We ain't got not another one.
All right. Make sure y'all hit some Rome's NGL and so we can continue.
And don't Rome's piss me off next time.
Did you say piss on purpose?
No, I meant in reference to the first one, not the last.
Okay.
But stop peeing on people.
Oh man.
Non-consensually. There's so many. I cannot overstate how many niggas are into that.
Oh man. Oh damn. I totally forgot to mention this. In our sports section. Adam Schefter recently reported that the starting quarterback, Tommy DeVito, that's a real name. I'm not making it up. And yes, he does play in New Jersey and is from New Jersey. Tommy DeVito, the quarterback of the Giants. This sounds like I'm making this shit up. He still lives at home with both his parents. He doesn't make his own bed. His mom cooks him food every day. And he's a starting quarterback of the New York Giants. And I hate everything about that story because it's so fucking New Jersey.
I'm trying to believe that if he's living with his parents as a football player, he is also paying their mortgage.
Mel, you would hope.
I bet he don't handle his finances. I bet his daddy handles the finances.
Yeah, one of his parents is probably his mama. Handles the bills and takes care of that. I'm willing to bet that's what
handles his bills and makes his bed every morning while he goes down in the basement and plays Call of Duty.
Yeah. And also plays professional football and goes to practice. Like it's not like he doesn't do anything else. And I'm not saying it's not weird or any of that. But like he does have a job. He has a multi-million dollar job, right? I mean he's got a
solid contract. Have you seen my helmet?
If she is driving him to practice, I will lose my mind.
I mean, he don't want, like, if they're saving money, he's not trying to play that parking.
Could you imagine you driving your child to a professional practice and you sitting outside of the facility the whole goddamn time?
My son barely let me drive him to college. Like, I kind of had to, I didn't have to beg, but like, I had to definitely make it through an elimination process.
Oh, wait, what?
You hear what I'm telling you? But you know, Tyson didn't even want to breastfeed. He was sort of like, bitch, I got places to go. If you don't get this titty out of my face.
Well, that wasn't a problem with me and Jane. She keeps reminding me I was breastfed for I was breastfed for 20 months. And
damn.
Yeah. I used to call it nunny.
And I know you were obnoxious about it.
Yes, I was. I can't believe I'm admitting the story. I'm drinking a lot of white wine, so I might as well tell it. So Janet weaned me off when her car broke down. And she had to take the bus one day. And we were on the bus and I was pulling out a shirt and I kept saying, nunny, nunny. And she went, no, not right now. We're on the bus. So I went, nunny. And she was like, hey. And like, she said I was being fussy. So she picked me up and she put me on her lap while she was on the bus. And she said, you undid my shirt and undid my bra and breastfed in front of everyone on the bus. And that was the last time.
This nigga had on Timberlands at the time.
He had a work permit.
Yeah. Nigga was already working for Con Ed. He had a hard hat. He took it out the way, so it was in the way of the titty.
This nigga was 227 months.
Turned it backwards.
Not really. Turned his hard head backwards.
She was like, that was the last time because she said, I told you no, and then you undid my bra, which I was impressed about, but also you made eye contact as you did.
It was a statement of rebellion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't breastfed long, and I'm glad.
I'm so scared. But please, by all means.
That's a picture of my mama holding me. There's a picture of my mama holding me breastfeeding a Polaroid, but she has a cigarette in her mouth. So she's just ashing on me while I'm breastfeeding.
We gotta get clear. We always gotta get clear now. Oh man. Oh man. For all the Bad Advice Show listeners, yep. That's another Sarome story.
I cannot express to you how unfunny that story is.
Then why are you laughing now?
You are, because the way he said it
Oh my
is
God.
not what he said, it's the way he said it.
Okay, yes, you're right. You're right. That's why you
Sarone
got the
really
gift.
loves us because he does this show every week.
Yep.
And we ain't
Yeah.
shit.
We ain't.
At all.
I am not laughing at what happens to you. I'm
Hey.
just never prepared. Plus, like, I laugh when shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like even when something fucked up happens to me, my first reaction is like to cackle. And that's a kind of new thing. I say like within the last year or two. But it's like, oh no, I'm snapping. I'm about to snap. Like we at the like that's the last stop.
Oh man. All right. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? I had to kick a friend out of a group chat recently.
What?
He kept sending sex tapes to us of his sexual acts, and it was weird. No one asked for it.
What?
He
Yeah.
kept sending in sex tapes to us, and I was like, this is enough. We're done. No one's asking for this. No one wants to see this. And he sends it on WhatsApp, so it automatically gets saved to your phone. So I would have to save, delete shit from my phone. So I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. I am out.
I'm out.
That is awful.
Yes.
Niggas are so disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of niggas, so disgusting. Can we talk about a trend that I'm seeing? Two trends. Trust a man or.
Oh, I saw that. Some of them are funny.
Some of them were very funny, but like, even me in some of these scenarios, if someone asks me, trust a man, I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I have a father of sorts. This works.
Technicality, I have a father, so yeah, I no.
Not at all. But hey, it's been a great show working with y'all again. I'm so happy to see y'all. We want to thank y'all for listening to the Bad Advice Show. We got off the rails tonight.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. But we had a good time. Gordon's gonna give you the rundown of where we are, and Mel's gonna give you some news for the show, and then I'm gonna keep drinking in the garage.
Okay. Mel, before we go, give us some of the news that we missed this week.
The big thing is like the big story is the genocide in Palestine, right? So there is a lot of conversation coming from the US because the government is funding basically just bombing the shit out of the, I mean they're funding a genocide. And
Yes.
so there are a lot of people, a lot of progressive voters who are pissed figuring out how to leverage their vote, whether they're going to withhold their vote, whether they're going to vote at all. And the conversation keeps coming back to fussing at the voters. You need to fuss at the fucking candidates because other voters do not work for you. Your congressman does, your senator does. Yell at them, niggas. Yell at them. Yell at your president. He works for you. The voter next to you does not work for you, and they are gonna vote in their interest, whether you like it or not. And we're really at this point, like the two-party system is so flawed and just aching to collapse. And we're looking at a time where we're going to be looking at people like who are doing more third party voting or other parties moving into the mainstream. There's Joe Manchin just resigned this week, and they're having whispers that he might be trying to run on a ticket with Romney. So we're going to be seeing that kind of thing. You're going to be seeing a lot more centrist, air quotes, Republicans and Democrats aligning because the right wants to pull away from the Trump is from Trumpism, and there are people on the left who want to pull away from progressivism.
Right.
And that's fine. I think the other thing about it that we that I want everybody to think about is what's being asked of progressives and why people are completely ignoring their issues. Like I like joked a little bit about light-skinned dudes having the worst week ever. But Barack Obama, who started out as an organizer, was shading organizers and shading activists. And they use his voice a lot to shade organizers and shade activists.
They
And
do.
he had like his roots are in activism. He didn't have an executive position in government before the president. There was no Mayor Obama. There was no Governor Obama. He went from what organizer to senator to president. And so to use his voice with his history, with his background as that was really disturbing. And it really is speaking on a trend that, fascism, it's not on the way. It's here. It's
Yes, it
here.
is.
And it may not have full hold right now, but make no mistake of what's going on. When the left and liberal voices are edging toward fascism, you have a fucking problem.
Real
I
big
also want to
problem.
make sure that people know we are talking so much about the genocide in Palestine, which is so important, and there needs to be an absolute ceasefire. I've been screaming at people about that all week on Twitter. But we also want to be aware of the other genocides that are happening. There's the genocide in the Sudan, in Darfur, and there's the genocide in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And our folks in the Congo are asking, one of the things that they're asking is to not purchase iPhone 15s if you have a recent phone, because some of what these genocides are motivated by resources, minerals, things like that that are used in tech, that are used in manufacturing. And
Cobalt.
so if you don't need a phone, like we as Americans, especially as Black Americans, we want to separate ourselves from a lot of the, what America does. But when it comes down to being consumers, we're in that number. Like we are buying new iPhones, every year, every other year. So those are things that we need to think about because those things are coming at a cost to someone, and it's usually coming at a cost to people who look like us. So while we are paying attention to the what is happening in Palestine, which is very important for reasons that we definitely can get into, on another show because this isn't something that's going away, we also want to make sure that we're looking at those genocides in the Congo and in Darfur and writing letters to our Congress and our folks in Congress about these wars, about these genocides, because it's all important.
Very important. And with that being said, before we head out, make sure you guys, do your part, pay attention. If you don't have the biophone, resist, because the cobalt that is in your phone is being resourced from a country that is not being, that's not taxing the foreign nations that are taking these things. So with that being said, Sarome, where can people find you this week?
This week coming up, you can find me in Pennsylvania, with the Decepticons.
Hey, I'm one of those guys.
On Saturday, you can find us. I think our show starts at 8
Yes,
at the
8:30.
Laughing Stock Comedy Club.
Yep, in Pennsylvania. The ticket link will be in our bios and also on our Twitters. So definitely come check us out in Pennsylvania. If you know someone in Pennsylvania and you think they need to laugh, tell them to come check us out. We're going to be on the eastern side of Pennsylvania. So come on out, check us out. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me on all platforms at the Gates of Mel. The O is a zero. And you can also find me a job, but maybe not. I might have an announcement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like hearing that. Finally, something. The plan is coming together. And as for me, you can find me at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter, and also BakerBone.com. And guys, listen, we haven't had a recent episode of that other thing. We apologize for that. We had some personal things going on, and we will be back soon.
Shit.
Yes, the fall has been falling. Winter is coming. And has anyone noticed that people have been acting wild this winter? Like, as soon as, like, daylight savings hit, people have been acting loopy. It's wild. X has been hitting you up. My ex has been hitting me up. All my exes have been hitting me up. They still like a nigga.
Don't fall for it, nigga.
I'm not going to fall for it, but it's nice to know I'm still wanted.
No.
It is
find
nice.
Some new wanted.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to find some new wanted.
Make sure, like, there's nothing wrong with it, but also make sure that you...
Yeah, it's going to be a cold winter. I have a nice apartment. If you want to get cozy with me in New Jersey in a nice apartment, we can do that. But I will have to run a background check because I don't want no more crazos. Not to say that people are crazy. I'm crazy, too. But we can be crazy together. But we're going to have to drink in a public place first.
No.
By background check, he means send it to Sarong.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't send it to me. I'm mean. So I'm going to tell everybody no.
So saying that, the way you can get that other thing is on our Patreon, patreon.com/bad advice show. You can get the episodes early and also other content. Again, sorry for the late content. We're going to be adding more stuff real soon. Thank you guys for being patient with us while we go through our own personal things this fall. And with that being said, if you can't come, don't pee on him.
just tell him he didn't make you come, baby. It's okay. Help him, or maybe don't help him fix it. You can still leave him.
Yeah.
But don't pee pee without consent.
Yeah. All right. Don't pee pee without consent. Peace.
Peace.
It's the Bad Advice Show.